Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, doing our interview remotely today from the basement of my home here in Manhattan, talking to Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi President and CEO. Of course, today is Veterans Day, and the hospital always has some sort of a salute to our veterans, and that'll be happening a little differently here today.
Yeah, so Brandon, I think like a lot of people, we just had to kind of make adjustments, but also, you know, just a commitment on our side that we're not going to give some things up. So we always have a some sort of ceremony recognition event on Veterans Day, and that's really for a lot of reasons. One, obviously, we live in a community with a base, military base close by. They're our neighbors, and we see and take care of members of our armed forces and their families every day. So we want to show our appreciation. We have a number of our employees that are either veterans or currently still in the Guard or in reserve units, so want to provide them some recognition. And then, you know, again, like I think like everybody, want to express our appreciation to veterans and what they've done for our country and are certainly in our here in our community. So we're doing our ceremony again tomorrow. It's actually going to be a little earlier, so we're going to do it at 8:30 in the morning, and we do have some of the ROTC cadets from K-State. They'll be here to help with our flag raising. We're going to be doing it outside so we can social distance, and probably the newest change this year is going to be done FaceTime Live. So people would be able to, if you want to, you know, participate in or watch Veterans Day ceremony, don't really have an option to do that this year because you can't get out and get around perhaps. We're going to make that opportunity available. You have a short program. That's one thing in our world, everything we got to do, we got to kind of move along. And so we want to, we're going to start promptly at 8:30, have our ceremony, and hopefully the weather will cooperate with us in the morning. We're actually used to it being cold on that day. It seems like every day, every year that we do this, it's like the coldest day in November. I think tomorrow can be the exception, but want to certainly provide that recognition and say thank you. And also, you know, to recognize our patients that we have. Every day we are taking care of veterans in our hospital. We all know that. Our staff certainly appreciate that. And we want people to feel that they're welcome here and that we're going to take care of them here.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Kudos to all of those who served here. And I'm glad you're able to provide that here via Facebook. Be sure to check that out. Another thing to celebrate here, I understand you have a new pediatric therapy center. Tell us more about that.
So we've always taken care of kids in our therapy centers. So we do offer physical therapy, occupational therapy, and then also speech therapy. And we try to do that in an integrated fashion, especially with a lot of our pediatric patients. They may need one, two, or all three of those modalities as part of their treatment. So at our East Side location, that's out on East Points Avenue, we're actually in the process of a renovation and an addition. We have some funds donated by the Mercy Auxiliary and also some funds donated by our own Mercy Community Health Foundation to buy some equipment that's specialized for kids. And everything should actually be here, we're hoping. The space will be ready, and we should have all the new equipment here before the end of the year, actually. So just kind of give a new space very specific to kids and just kids. Give the people an option in our region, actually, to get their kids that integrated therapy. We have some great therapists. We have some folks who really, I mean, their calling, their vocation is to work with kids, and it's a great opportunity for them to do that with a new space and equipment. But hopefully we can also give some assistance to kids as well. And that's really the goal, trying to help people in our community, the kids in our community, overcome whatever deficit or challenge they may be facing.
All right. You know, you also have the Wamego Center out there. How is that operating for you? Things going well out there?
So Wamego Health Center, actually, they are filling a very critical role for, I think, not only Pottawatomie County and the community of Wamego, but they actually are caring for a COVID patient right now as well. And this is all about trying to utilize resources across the continuum. It's actually healthcare systems in our state, specifically east of us and then south of us down around the Wichita area, are really being taxed with caring for the volume of COVID patients. And just for maybe two 2.5 weeks ago, some of these volumes have tripled in many of these facilities. And so that's really put pressure then on the rest of the entire health system. Currently, it is very difficult to get patients transferred to a tertiary or quaternary facility in our state. What that means is the higher level specialty care needs for patients. So the community hospitals like Manhattan is, we have to kind of fill that gap. We've got to keep, we are not able to transfer certain patients out because there's just not a place for them to go to. And that in turn puts pressure on our critical access hospitals in our region. And so I know most of our neighboring critical access facilities now have a census of COVID patients as well. And they're able to do that. They're able to treat these people and take care of them. And so that's great. But what that does is we're all trying to relieve pressure kind of down the healthcare stream, if you will. So every patient that the critical access hospital can take care of is one less that would come to a community hospital like Ascension University in Manhattan. All the patients that we can keep and care for here relieves pressure then on the hospitals in Topeka, that relieves pressure on the hospitals in Kansas City. Every day now, the vast majority of the bigger hospitals in the state are on diversion, which means they won't take transfers. Mm-hmm. And so that's, again, that's partly out of necessity, but also partly this is, you know, people, I think our local facilities like Wamego Health Center, Clay County, hospitals in Abilene, Marysville, all these places around us. I mean, I think a great reminder, a great demonstration of the value that they bring to these communities and to us actually indirectly by being able to keep and care for these patients.
Well, no doubt, you know, it's good to have those resources here. And, you know, we think about it, Thanksgiving here is just a couple weeks away. And with cases already going up, having spaces like that is going to be helpful because I imagine we're going to probably see an uptick continue.
Yeah, I think our current projections would be over the next 1 to 2 weeks, we will really start to see a significant increase from where we are. And that is very concerning. I would just, I know the health department actually has some stuff on their website about kind of alternate ideas for the holidays. Would encourage people to look at that and take advantage of those resources. Again, you know, Brandon, we're talking about sharing personal situations. So, you know, our family, we will not be having our large get together with my siblings and all the cousins and everything else this year. We're just not going to be able to do that safely because there's a number of people in my immediate, you know, extended family that have vulnerable health issues. And so it's just unsafe and it's not a good thing to do. And so, you know what, we're adjusting to that. And we're gonna do kind of like a family Google call or a Zoom or whatever in the afternoon, because I do think it's important to connect and talk to people. But you know, for us, yeah, it's gonna be Kim and I and our kids having our Thanksgiving lunch meals together. You know, we're just gonna have to kind of pull back this year and make sure that we're being smart and thinking, you know, and this is really, again, thinking about other people who might have vulnerabilities that we don't, but we've still got to be mindful of them and try to take care of them too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we scaled back our Thanksgiving as well. We're just doing it here at home and not going to travel or anything, just going to stay here in Manhattan. And I think a lot more people are going to be doing that here this year. Bob,
I always make the pies anyway. So yeah. I'm good.
Awesome. Well, I like cooking a turkey at home. It's always fun to do. So
yeah, no, I enjoy that too.
Well, Bob, always appreciate it. Hope you have a happy, safe Thanksgiving, and we'll talk again next month.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Brandon. Hope everybody feels good there at your house.
All right, appreciate that.